Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rabbi Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra Daf Ayin Aleph. The Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, which is talking about a meicher es hasadeh. If someone sells a field, talks about what's included in the field, what's not included in the field, then the Mishnah says if he said, Hu v'chol ma'ashe b'secher ekulam b'churin, everything is included in the field, but not a lot of things the Mishnah mentioned, the Chitza Sakanim Shubeis Reva, the Shemir Shiasuya Batit, the Churva Murkav, the Sadhana Shikama, and now we have Vilei Sabar, Vilei Sagas, Vilei Sashevach, all the things that are not included when you sell a field. Then the Mishnah says, Medvar Murm B'Meicher, Ava B'Neisim Atan, Neisim Eskula, that's only when you sell a field, then all these things are excluded. If you didn't say, Hu V'chol Mashu B'Seich, you have certain dinim. If you said, Hu v'chol ma'ashe b'seich, you have other dinim. But when you sell a matana, when you give a matana, I mean, you're giving the entire thing. Because neis matana mein yafa neisin. Now, the Rishbam says, it's only these things that the Mishnah mentioned. Only these things that he says that are kavua b'seich hasada. But if you have money in the field, or tvua tlusha, which is ein etzrich l'karka, or anything which a tana didn't have to bother mentioning, because the milsa d'pshit that's not b'chal hasada, that would not be b'chal the mekabel matana or so. So when you say neisin is matana, neisin is kula, it means everything the Mishnah mentioned. The Mishnah said, loy mocher es avonim shein l'tsheinim l'tsarekov, loy esikanim shkarim shein l'tsarekov, loy esitvur shitlushim in akarka. And the Gemara explains, it doesn't mean, it means sheinim l'tsarekov means that at least according to the Rabbanim, the Gemara there says it was set up, it was prepared, it just wasn't in its proper place, and the same thing with the Kanim, like the Gemara says before. But the things that aren't even bothered, the Mishnah have to bother mentioning it b'chlal, because they have no shaykhus to the field, is not included. The Rambam says a different vart. The Rambam says by matana, you get everything which is mechubal l'karka. That's what the Rambam says. So the Rambam is also agreeing with the Rishbam, that you don't get all the things that are talish, but the Rambam is limiting it more than the Rishbam. Because davanim she'enam l'tzarka, and the tvuashi tlushim nakaik, which Igmar explains as still tshrichel ara, otherwise the Mishnah wouldn't have bothered saying it. But it's tvuashi, it's tlushim nakaik, but it's tshrichel ara, it's still gaining from the fact that it's on the ground. So these things are a chiddush. The Mishnah does mention them. So according to the Rishbam's criteria, then anything that the Mishnah mentions, so kumdais by mechir, it's a chiddush, is not b'chal the mechir. That's what the Mishnah means, is b'chal the matana. So these things, even though they're tolish, the Mishnah mentioned them. The Rambam's criteria, the Rambam says, the cited other is that Naisa Matani get everything which is mechubar, everything which is attached. So these things are clearly not attached. So these things would not fit into the Rambam's criteria. The Rambam mentions it. The Rambam says the Machleik is Rashbam and Rambam. What's included in a Matana? The Rambam says only things that are mechubar. The Rashbam says anything, even if it's not mechubar, as long as the Mishnah mentioned it. And the Rambam brings the right to the Rishbam from the sugya later. So that's one machlokes b'negeya to neisim matana neisim is kula. Now the Rimagash throws in another thing. The Rimagash says, even things that are in the Mishnah don't necessarily have to do with b'chlal matana if they're not in the sadeh. Things which are not, if they're out of the sadeh, even if the Mishnah mentioned them, but if they're not in the sadeh, they're out of the sadeh, they're not necessarily included b'chlal the matana. Like, we'll see, I think there's a Mashmoyis and Taisis in the Rishbam that argues in the Rimagash, but this is what the Rimagash says. So, male, the Rimagash says, Alacha l'maisa. The Mishnah, the first Mishnah says, Amaychas abayis l'macher siyatziya, v'loyis achedesh l'fnim imena, v'loyis agag sheish v'makish yigvaya saratfachim. The Mishnah says that abayis, you don't sell the things that are next to the house, the shed, the attic. Zog the Rimagash, Neisim Atana Osanat, because these things are not in the house. There are more Sepaskins that way. There are more Paskins that way, Allah HaLamaisa. And Chayishimish B'Simon Reish Tezvav. At the Cheda, the Yitzia, the Gag, they're not included in Atana either because they're not in the house. And the Rimagash brings the Raya, but in order to understand the Raya, I want to go into the whole next Inyan, which that's where the Rimagash brings the Raya from. The Mishnah says, the next part of the Mishnah says, Acham Shecholku Zochu B'Sada Zochu B'Kula. When two brothers split a Yerusha, and in the splitting, when they're splitting the Yerusha, Zeh Keneged Zeh, the brothers agreed, this brother gets this field, that brother gets that field. When Each brother gets his field, he gets everything that's in the field, even the things, even the bar, the gas, the shevich, the chitzis, the kanan, the shemira, all these things are included in the field by Achim Shechalku. So the Mishnah would seem to say that Achim Shechalku is the same thing as Matana. Just like Matana, you give the field, you give it Bein Yafa, you give everything in it. So too, when brothers split up Yerusha, they do it Bein Yafa, they give each other the fields, they give it Bein Yafa, they give it the fields with everything that's in it. Fekta is the kasha from the Gemara earlier. The Gemara earlier, on Daf Samachay, B'negei the Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan, right? Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan have a Machlokes. Let's say somebody sells a house, and in that Mishnah also we have, sells a field, and is Mishayah for himself, a bar and a gas, or a shayvach. Is he automatically also being Mishayah for himself a derech? Rabbi Kiva says, Sarach likach le derech, you have to buy a derech. When you sell a house, and you Mishayah for yourself, the bar, the gas, or shayvach, you also have to buy a derech. You're not being Mashiach for yourself a derech. The Rabbanan say, Ain't sarach likach le derech. You're being Mashiach yourself a derech. When you sell your house and you leave for yourself a shevach, you also automatically lead for yourself a pathway to get to the shevach. We spoke about this at length in earlier shiur. So the Gemara has a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav fastens like Rabbi Kiva. I'm sorry, the opposite. Rav fastens like the Rabbanan. That meicher bein ra meicher, Rav fastens like the Rabbanan, meicher bein ra meicher. And Shmuel fastens like Rabbi Kiva, neisim bein yafim neisim, and you're not mashayif yourself a derech. So the Gemara says, v'azla tamayu. The Gemara that says that Rav and Shmuel have a similar machlokes about Achim Shechalku. The Rav says that by Achim Shechalku ain lem. The Shmuel says, I mean, by Achim Shechalku ain lem derech zel ze. Let's say two brothers divide a field. One gets an inner field, one gets an outer field. So the one that gets the outer field doesn't give a derech to his brother with the inner field. The one who has the inner field doesn't have a derech. Ain lem derech zel ze. The one in the inner field doesn't have a derech. Because the one that of the inner field, he gave the outer field be'ein yafa, he gave him the outer field without being mishayir for himself a derech. And Rav says, yeshlem. Rav says, they do have a derech zel ze. Because when the brother who got the inner field gave the brother with the outer field his outer field, he did it, and he was mishayir for himself a derech. That's the Rabbanan, that you always mishayir for himself a derech because be'ein ramaycher. So the Gemara says, but the Gemara says it's the same machlokes. Do we pass like Rabbi Kiva that meicher bein yafa meicher and you're not mishayif yourself a derech? Do we pass like the Rabbanan that meicher bein ra meicher and you are mishayif yourself a derech? Shmuel passes like Rabbi Kiva, Rav passes like the Rabbanan. So Taisus asks, but what do you mean? The Mishnah is mavur that by Achim Shechalku, everyone holds bein yafa. Achim Shechalku is like Matana. So how is the Gemara saying this ozdula tamayu? And the Gemara is saying that Rav holds that he's Mishayir himself a derech because Bein Roa Meicher. But we're talking about Achim Shechalku, which is Yerusha. By Yerusha, the Mishnah is Mavur, that's like Matana, it's Ein Yafa. And for Taisus, no. Achim Shechalku is not the pshat that the brothers give each other the chelik in a very generous life, and that's not what they do. Achim Shechalku is like Mechira. It's a business deal. It's not a Matana. It's a business deal. They're doing it bein ra, just like a meicher is bein ra. If a meicher was bein yafa, they're doing it bein yafa. But if a meicher was bein ra, they're doing it at the same bein ra. So how come by Achim Shechalku zacha b'sada zacha b'kulam? Nothing to do with bein yafa. It has to do with the, when people are splitting a Yerusha, they want a total split. So when two Yarshim are deciding, you should get this field, you should get that field, it's implicit that this field means with every last thing in this field, and that field means with every last thing in that field. That way they'll be totally split. That's not Ein Yafa. That's the pshat. That I don't want anything in your portion, you don't want anything in my portion. But derech wouldn't apply, because a derech is something I need. Derech would go with the same policy of Ein Ra and Ein Yafa. Whether I'm a shayim for myself with derech, that depends. If meicher bein yafa meicher, who would an Achim Shechalku, I would not be Mishai for myself a derech, that's Shmuel. If Meicher bein Ra Meicher, who would an Achim Shechalku, I would be Mishai myself a derech, that's Rav. But Achim Shechalku is not more Ein Yafa than Mechira. That's Taisus Teretz. The Rishbam says a different Teretz. The Rishbam says a Teretz like the Gemara there said a Svara, Be'inam Lameda the Derech Kederech Shadar by Avasi. The Gemara says that there's a Tzrichasa, The Rav doesn't necessarily, the Rav over here that says, Be'achim Shecholku, Yeshlem Derek Zal Zeh, it's not because he holds Meicha Ben Ra Meicha. That's not the reason why. The reason, a different reason. The reason is because Yershim want to keep the Yerusha in the same oifen that it was at the time that the father was alive. When the father was alive, how did he get to the inner field? He went through the outer field. The Yerusha also will follow the same thing. My schus in the inner field comes with the derech that goes through the outer field. Bina lemeidaba kederech shadar bayavasi. We spoke about this earlier in Daf Samachay. The Rishbam of the Teizel l'shitasam, the Rishbam of the Esgar is lema azla tamayu. Lema azla tamayu. Maybe the case of Achim Shecholku is azla tamayu. It's the same achleikus of meichem ein yafem meichem meichem ein roa meichem. And the Gemara says, no, it's not azla tamayu. It's tzricha. Achim Shecholku is a different svar. It's a svar of vina lemeid de kederech shadar bayavasi. And the Rishbam holds its muchrich. You can't hold this Ozla Tamayu. Because the Rishbam says, Achim Shecholku is Dachin Yafet. That's why you say, Achim Shecholku, Zacha Besada, Zacha Bekula, it's Ein Yafet. So how come Rav would hold that Yeshlem Derech, how come Rav holds Yimashayir Derech? Teretz is, not because he passes like the Rabbanan. That has nothing to do with Achim Shecholku. That's only by Mechira. Achim Shecholku is like Matana. He does it for a different reason. He also has a new Svar that's only by Yerusha. But that fits with the Rishbam's gears of Lema Azlo Tamayu. Taisa's gears is Azlo Tamayu with Tzricha. It is Azlo Tamayu. The Tzricha is just the Tzricha, so what we would say. But Lemais is Azlo Tamayu. Taisa holds that Achim Shecholku is not Ein Yafe. Achim Shecholku is Ein Ra. So how come Zacha Besada Zacha Bekula? That's a different Svara because they want to be Mistalik one upon the other. So this is all Taisus and the Rishbam, and they both seem to Neman with the Pashtus from the fact that they asked the Kasha that by Matana, the Baal the Din is the Nais of Matana Bein Yafa Naisin. So who a Din, when you give a Matana, you're not Mashiach for yourself a Derech. When you give a Matana, and let's say for some reason you are Mashiach for yourself a Bergas for Shevach, you would not be Mashiach yourself a Derech. Because Nais of Matana Bein Yafa Naisin, everyone holds that way. So male, they're bothered. Ibazai, how come according to Rav, by Achim Shecholku, you are Mashiach yourself a Derech. I, Achim Shecholku, is like Matana. So you have the Rishbam Steyr, it says it's a new Svar of Tachas of Esech, you, Benecha, Abinu, Lemeda, Kederech, Shadeb, Avasi. We have Taisus, so I forget that Achim Shecholku is not Enyaf, it's not Matana. Achim Shecholku is like Mechira. Just like Abbe Zacha Bekul is a different reason that they want to be Mesulik one from the other. But the Rimagash sees from here, and this is what I was quoting before. The Rimagash we mentioned before said, That it says anaisim etana zacha besada zacha begula is nafka what's in the field, what's out of the field not, and nafkamina lagabe bias you don't get the yitzia and the cheder and the gagshi gavaya asaret vachim. So do you begash have a raya? Because we see in the Mishnah here that Achim Shecholku have the same din of matana with the same type of ein yof as matana, and we still see before in Daf Samach Hey that Rav says you are mashiach for yourself a derech. Vice dice ein yof is limited to what's in the field. Mashenkin and derech, which is out of the field, he's not necessarily going to get. So that's where the Rimagash sees that zacha besada zacha bekul is dafka what's in the field, not what's out of the field. So the Rimagash holds that even by matana, it seems to me the Rishbam entices them on that by matana avada the derech would go be ein yof, and you would not be mashayif yourself a derech. Mashenkin, the Rimagash holds no, even by matana. The derech would go bein ra, and you would be mashiach for yourself a derech. But what I'm a little bit bothered with is that lefi the Rimagash, it comes out there's a source hafuchas here. Because by mechira, even Rabbi Kiva holds that by mechira, you don't get a bar, a gas, a shevich, a chitz, a kanim, a charuv, a murka, a sad, a shikim, a shmir, a shiasuy, a betit. All these things, even Rabbi Kiva holds you don't get it by mechira. There's no machlekesh Rabbi Kiva in the Rabbanim by mechira, whether all these things go along. Everyone knows that they don't. But there still is a machlokes by derech. Rabbi Kiva holds ben yafa meicher, and therefore you're not mashiach for yourself a derech. And the rabbanon hold ben ra meicher, and therefore you are mashiach for yourself a derech. So according to Rabbi Kiva, you're more likely to give a derech or not mashiach yourself a derech than you want to give all these things, the bargas and shevich, etc. Because by mechira you don't give all these things, but still you give a derech. And according to Rabbanan, you don't give these things and you don't give a derech. But then when we get to Matana, there even the Rabbanan hold that you get the bar, the gas, the shevach, etc. But the Rabbanan still hold you don't get a derech. That's what the Rimagash is saying. Derech is not included in the Be'en Yaf of Matana. But that, of course, is only according to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Kiva holds even by Mechira you give a derech. So, come to Rabbi Kiva holds that Mechira, and giving a derech meinich, you'd give easier than any of these things, because all these things, even though he holds Mechira Be'en Yaf and Mechira, you still don't give these things, but you do give a derech. And the Rabbanan hold by Matana, where you do give all these things, you still don't give a derech. Chayyus is asoyas afuches, but tzarechiyim bezep. That's what the Rimagash holds, that derech doesn't necessarily go along with matana because it's not in the field. Derech is still telling the machlokes of Akiva and the Rabbanan. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Ha'uda amalei, Ha'uda amalu havalei l'plan base of the maksuk mei gulfi. He told them, if you want to give a matana of a house which could fit 100 barrels into the house. I guess it was a certain size how much the barrels were. And this house is big enough you could fit 100 barrels into the house. And they found that this house was actually bigger than 100 barrels. It was big enough to have 120 barrels in the house. Mazucha said he only said it could fit 100 barrels. He only could give him the part of the house that could fit 100 barrels. You only give him 5/6 of the house. Because that fits 100 barrels. But more than that, he didn't want to give him such a big house. He only wanted to give him a house that fits 100 barrels. He didn't want to give him the house that fits 120 barrels. He only give him the size of the house that fits 100 barrels. Amar Ravashi, Milay Tanam, Bemed, Vermur, Mameichav, Neisim, Matana, Neisim, Iskulon, Alma, Mandiyav, Matana, Ben Yafiyav, Hachanami, Mandiyav, Matana, Ben Yafimav. Since the Mishnah says that when you give a sada, normally by Mechiri, you wouldn't give the Bargas and the Shevach, etc., but by Matana you do. So you see Matana is Ein Yafe. Here also Matana is Ein Yafe, and he means to give the entire house. Now in this sugya, there's two machlekes of paiskim that we have. And I think the Lishitasam, I think the two mahalchim had to understand the sugya. What does it mean Ein Yafe Yav, and how does that fit in over here? And I think these two machlekes of paiskim are two nafkaminis, and these two mahalchim, like I'll explain. The Beis Yosef says that the Gemara says that when it could fit 100, and when he said it fits 100, it really fits 120, we say Bein Yaf Yaf. But what about, let's say it could fit 150, let's say it's more than 120. Beis Yosef says it's not included. The Gemara only said 100 to 120, which is a fifth more, a 20% increase, but more than a fifth, more than 20%, you're not going to go higher because of Ein Yaf Amecha. That's stating the Beis Yosef. And then it says now we have the Ritva. The Ritva says like the Beis Yosef. But the Muki Yosef argues on the Ritva. Muki Yosef says, Mecha Teisa Ti Mechalek. Ravashi said that it's stated in the Mishnah, Bein Yafa Mecher. So mainly, he's recommended to give him the whole house. There's no remiss to any shear. 100 to 120, who stated this? And that's what it says in the Shach and the Sma. They bring the Muki Yosef. It's not like the Beis Yosef. And holds that there's no chilek. It doesn't make a difference if it's 100 to 120 or more than that. In all cases, you'll say, meicher bein yafa meicher, because meicher takes it to make a shir. So that's one machlekes apeskim, the Beis Yosef, and that's what it says in the Ritva, holds a stafka, the shir of 100 to 120, not more. And other apeskim, the Shach and the Sma, they hold like the Muki Yosef, that makes no difference what the shir is. Now there's another machlekes apeskim like this. The Mishnah Lamelech in the beginning of Hilchos Tzriya, he speaks about it. Let's say somebody says, give Pliny this kiss, this money bag, which has in it 120 coins, and really, all it has really is 100 coins. And he forget. He says, give this money bag, I mean, that has 100 coins, and then he counted it has 120 coins, the other way. So he says, what's it then? How much do you give him? 100 coins or 120 coins? And what's the Mishnah Lamelech Shaila? Because the Rishbam says here that we're talking about this is the only house he had. If let's say he had two houses, one house that had 100 could fit 100 barrels, and the other house that could fit 120 barrels, then it's pashit. Of course, you give him the house that fit 100 barrels. You're not going to say Ben Yafanaisin. He said, give him the house that fits 100 barrels. If there's a house that fits 100 barrels, and a house that fits 120 barrels, avada, give him the house that fits 100 barrels, push it. And Kivega wants to say, even if there's a house that fits less than 100, and another house that's more than 100, you give him the house that's less than 100. Since he's not being accurate anyway, so we say he exaggerated, rather than we say he underestimated. We're talking about this is the only house. The question is, do you give him the whole house, or do you give him 5/6 of the house? Does Shtei Nerbi Kivega? Uncle Panim, that's klar. If he had a house that was 100 barrels, you give him that house. So now he says, give Pliny a wallet that has in it 100 coins, and you find a wallet that has 120 coins. So do we say, maybe there is out there a wallet that's 100 coins, we just don't know about it. And maybe we can't give him the wallet of 120 coins, because maybe there is a wallet of 100 coins. So we can give him 100 coins, because either way, he deserves 100 coins, even if there is such a wallet, but you're not going to give him the full 120 coins. Ooh, or do we say, we're not chayshish for a wallet that we didn't know about. Instead, give him a wallet that has in it 100 coins, and we can only find in it this wallet that has 120 coins. So we say he means ben yafin nisin, and you give him the entire wallet. Bal kopanim, the Mishnah Melech nemdan klar, that the same halacha would apply to a wallet with coins. If he says, give him the wallet, it has in it 100 coins, and we take the wallet and we see that it has in it 120 coins, also you give him the full wallet, al ben yafin nisin. But the Taz and the Nesivus, they argue in the Mishnah Melech. They say it's not true. They say a house, to give someone 5/6 of a house, that's an ein roa. You give someone 5/6 of a house and you keep a sixth for yourself, that's an ein roa. So he says, given the house that fits 100 barrels, if you're going to give him now, because the house is 120 barrels, you give him 5/6 of the house, that's an ein roa. You have to give him the whole house and say he wasn't accurate when he said 100 barrels. But to give someone 100 coins from a wallet and not give him the other 20, there's no ein roa in that. The point is, you're not giving him a half of a house. You're giving him a house, and he's not getting the full thing, and you're keeping a room in the house, or you're keeping a part of the house for yourself. That's ein roa. But to give him some of the coins in the wallet and not others, where's ein roa there? So if he said, give him the wallet that has in it 100 coins, and you find the wallet with 120 coins, he said 100 coins. Give him 100 coins. Where's ein roa in that? It only applies to a house when you describe the size of the house, and the house is bigger, so to say that he wanted to give him the part of the house, the percentage of the house corresponding to the size that he mentioned, that's ein roa. But if he says coins in a wallet, and there's more coins in the wallet, there's no ein roa of giving him the coins that he specified, and that's all you give him. That's what it says in the Sma and the Nesivus. So if two machlokes in, first of all, does this halacha apply only when it's 20%, 100 to 120, not more, or does it apply in all cases? And another machlokes, does the halacha only apply to the size of a house where he said a size less than what the house is, or does it also apply to coins that he said fewer coins than was actually is in the kiss? So I think these two machlokes in Atali Habah, the Tali and Tupshatim in the Gemara. The Ritva asks Akasha, what does this have to do with Ein Yafa? Ein Yafa is a Shaila, you're giving the field, do you mean, are you giving just the field, or are you giving the other things that are attached to the field as well? Here he said 100, how could you make 100 to 120 because of Ein Yafa? That's correct, the Ritva. So I think the two Mahalchim had to answer that. The Rishbam says the site of Ein Yafa is Zakter Rishbam Kala Bayis Kula. Ein Yafa is a pshat. You don't want to be Meshayer in what you're giving. I'm not giving you half things. I'm not giving you the field and keeping the bar and keeping the Chitzas Akanim and this and that. That's nitpicking. I'm giving you the entire thing. So same thing with the bias. I'm not giving you a bias and then we're going to take out a measuring stick and figure out exactly how much you get this part of the bias, not that part of the bias. You give it all bias. Now we have a kasha. Why did he say 100? The bias is more than that. The bias is 120. So Rishbam says he didn't know. He didn't realize it was 120. He said 100 as a guzma. Yeah, it has 100 barrels. And really, it's even more. It's 120 barrels. Fine. But that's how Rishbam learns. The hechrich that he didn't really mean 100 is because when people give matanis, they don't give half things. And Hani Fataych, that he said 100, when really it's 120, it's because he didn't know what it was. He just said 100, he picked a number out of the hat. He didn't care. The point was he's giving the whole house. So lefila Rishbam's shat, avada only applies to a house. That's what the Taz, that's what, and the Nesivis are tining, that when it comes to coins in a wallet, there's nothing not generous, there's nothing ain't raw about giving some coins and not giving all the coins in the wallet. You gave him these coins, you didn't give him those coins. There's no ain't raw there. And I would add that lefizan is no real svar to mechalik how much extra it is. Mechatesa, that's what's bothering the Nimuk Yosef and the Paiskim. Mechatesa mechalik. Once you say it is a svara that he means to give the whole house, and the number that he picked was just a number, arbitrary number, because he really didn't know what it was. So mechatesa, even if it's much more than 120, but he means to give the whole house, and he just picked 100 out of the hat. But the Ritva says a different derech. The Ritva is bothered. What does this Gemara have to do with Ein Yotha? Ein Yotha is a shayla, and we don't know what he means. Here he said clearly 100. How could he give 120? So he says, in Ein Yotha, we see that people understate. Even though he's giving him more than just a sada, he's giving him a sada and a bar and a gas and a shevach. So why is he just saying sada? Because people understate matanas. People don't say the entire matana. By mechiri, you speak out the entire thing. By matana, not necessarily. That's how the Ritva learns. That's how he learns the Gemara before. By matana, you tend to understate things. So mele here also, he said he's giving him a house. He said the house is 100. He could understate it. Really, the house is 120. He didn't want to tell him exactly how much the house is. Quite the opposite of the Rishbam's mouth that he told him 100 like Derech Guzma, it's such a wonderful house. He knows it's 120. He means to understate it. Just like you see people understate matanis. So here also, when he says 120, he said this house. Why did he say less than it really was? So Ibe Zayda has to be a shir. You can't just say he understates it at ain't shir. It makes sense as a shir. If the whole svar is not because he doesn't want to give him half a house. Stam it's a svar. That people understate the matana, savandit is a shir. So mele, we only find in the Gemara 100 to 120, we can't do more. And if the whole Yisrael is not because he doesn't want to give him half a house, but because Stam, since he said this wallet, and he said amount of coins, so if it's a little bit less, he means to understate the amount of coins. So that would apply to coins also. The Yisrael isn't that it's an ain ra to give a part of a house, so it doesn't apply to coins. The Yisrael is that he said this bag, and he understated the amount of coins. It's the same thing, the coins in the house. Two mahalchim in the Gemara, the Rishbam's mahalchim, the Dvar's mahalch, with these two nafkaminis la halacha. The Rishbam holds the ikur is you don't want to give part of a house, so that would apply even if it's more than 100 to 120. Because since you don't want to give part of a house, you're bechal not being bedaktik on the 100. And that wouldn't apply to coins, because why shouldn't you just want to give some coins and not other coins? And the Dvar's mahalch is tam, we assume you're understating the matana, so there'd be a shir, only 100 to 120. And that would apply to coins as well, like the Mishnah L'Melech. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara now is going to discuss the last part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hamakdish es hasad, dehikdish es kula." Just like by Nesa Matana, you're giving everything that's in the field. By Hekdish also, you don't have these exceptions in the bar, the gas, the shevach. Everything in the field is included in the Hekdish because Makdish ben Yafa Makdish. Reb Shimon Omer, Hamakdish is a sadal hikdish ela sacharuva murka v'sadin ashikama. Reb Shimon holds that really, hekdish is the same as mechira. Whatever is not included in mechira is not included in hekdish. The only thing that hekdish has over mechira is that by mechira you don't sell the charuva murka and the sadin ashikama, and by hekdish you do. And why is that? Why is the charuva murka and the sadin ashikama an exception? So the Gemara in Amud Beis brings a brisa that says, "Matam hel v'yinkim mistay hektish," because everything else you want to keep for yourself. Reb Shimon is saying that hektish you don't do bein yafer. Hektish is the same as mechira, but the trees, all the trees bets in my mechira, also you sell along, except for charuva murkiv and asad neshikma. But the charuva murkiv and asad neshikma is trees. There, it's impossible to keep them for yourself, because if you're going to keep them for yourself, they're still going to get the yanika, they're going to get the nourishment from the field that belongs to Hekdish. And that's not allowed. You can't have your trees getting nourishment from a field that belongs to Hekdish. So there is no way to keep the charuva murkav and tzad neshikma for yourself, because they're going to be yainik for the stay hektish. And the Gemara brought it in, the other discussion that Rav Huna had said, that even though the halacha is that when you buy two ilanais, you don't get the karka along with them, you just get the trees, and you don't own the karka b'negeya, that when these trees die, you can't use the karka to plant new trees because you don't own the karka, you just own the trees. But Rav Huna had said that when you sell karka and you meshayer trees, then you're not only meshayer the trees, but you also meshayer the karka. And the Gemara says, because you have to meshayer the karka, because if not, he'll say, kari loin cheshkol v'zil. Shaila, Hashbam and Taisus have a shaila exactly what that svara is. Hashbam learns it means that if you're not meshayer karka, so as soon as the trees die, you'll have to get rid of them, and that you don't want to do. That's why you meshayer the karka. Taisus learns that it means even while the trees are alive, you have to meshayer at least a schus in the karka to be yainik, because if you don't have a schus in the karka to be yainik, then you'll have to get rid of the trees right away. And since he's anyway being meshayer a schus in the karka to be yainik, so mamele is meshayer ready the entire karka. But I don't be marich about that. Al kopanim, the Gemara had said that when you sell a field and you meshayer trees, you mamele also meshayer the karka. So the Gemara's kasha was, so what's pshat in Rabbi Shimon? If you're meshayah karka, so it's not being yainik mitzvah hektish. You're not only meshayah the trees, you're also meshayah the karka that they're on. So the karka also belongs to you. So it's being yainik from you. From the fact that Rabbi Shimon says that if you were to be meshayah the trees, it wouldn't work out because they're being yainik mitzvah hektish. That's the right, that when you're meshayah trees, you're not meshayah the karka. So the Gemara says at this point, that ain't a chanami. It's totally a machlekes Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Kiva that meicher ben yafa meicher, and you're not meshayer derech, then you wouldn't be meshayer the karka by the trees. And Rav Huna was saying like the Rabbanan that hold that you are meshayer derech by a bar in the dos, by trees, you'll be meshayer the karka. And ain't a chanami, you wouldn't have the problem of yankim mistei hektish. That's the Gemara derech. But the Gemara is mavur like this. That if somebody sells his field to someone else and is Meshaya trees and he's not Meshaya karka, so that's fine. Because now he owns the trees, the other guy owns the karka, and who then lets him when someone buys the trees and he doesn't buy the karka? But still, he owns a schus in the karka. He owns a schus in the karka that the karka has to be nourishes trees. The guy can't tell him that you have to pay me for my karka being nourishing the trees, or you have to get rid of your trees for my karka. No. The fact that he bought trees in the karka, or he's meshayah trees in the karka, automatically implies that he's meshayah for himself, or he bought for himself a schus in the karka, that it's his, legabi, the unique of the trees. The gufa karka doesn't belong to him. When these trees die out, he has no more schusim, but he has a schus in the karka, he has a kinyan in the karka, benigeya. The unique is his. The unique for these trees, whatever the unique of these trees need, that he has a schus to have. But by hektish, that's not going to work. Because by hektish, since hektish, the karka is hektish. So it's not shaykh to have a schus to be yainik from the karka hektish. Because since the karka belongs to hektish, like the Rishbam says, gedule hektish, hektish, the unique belongs to hektish, you're using hektish as unique. That you can't do. So Machanan points out in Kaivet Shurim that there's a Machlekes Rishainim, how to understand that. Why by Hektish you can't be Mashiach for yourself as Chus Yanika? The Ridva, over here, in the Chedushi Ridva, which Machanan didn't have, but he had the Ran, Al Kapanim, he had the Shita Mekabetz, that's what brought down from the Ran, we have the Ready to Say for Chedushi Ran also. They say it's a Midr Abanan, it's a Vart because it looks like it's being Yanik from Stay Hektish. Now, it's be'etzim, it's not being yainik from hektish. Because since you're being meshayah from yourself, a schus to have the yanika, you never gave the yanika to hektish. You still own the schus yanika in the karka. So kumtais, hektish doesn't really own the karka b'negei, the yanika of the tree. You gave hektish the field, but you were meshayah for yourself not only the tree, but the schus of the yanika of the tree. So you're not really being yainik from the stay hektish. You're being yainik from the field, which the field really belongs to hektish, but you also have a kinyan in the field, b'negei the yanika. So it's being yainik from your kinyan. So that's a mood work. Now it looks like it's been Yainik Mistei Hektish. That's the problem. But Rabbi Chanan brings the Rajman in Darim Daf Chavtes, which is also Mefurish in the Rajman here, just Rabbi Chanan didn't have the Rajman. It also came out after Rabbi Chanan was Nifter. But the Rajba in the Darim Daf Chavtes and the Rajman here says that no, there's an Issa Deraisa, your Be'etzim can't be Yainik from the Stay Hektish, even though you're Mashayim for yourself as Chus. And the Rajbi explains, because you don't really own anything in the karka, you just own a schus in the karka, as adekel lepeiresav. That doesn't work. So a machanan shtel su, another machlekes rishainim, a machlekes teizim of a kamadaf and aleph, with the Ran in the Darim in the beginning of the fifth parak. The Ran is on the memvavim and beis. But the shaila is like this. If somebody owns a house, and he's renting the house to someone else, and the renter has a kinyan schiris. He already has a kinyan schiris. There's no way in Cheshem Mishpat and Halacha that the owner could kick him out of the house. Let's say he even paid for the rent for the year already. A seicher has a kinyan. He owns the house for the schiris. And the Baal HaBayis, the maskir, is makdish the house. Taisus and Bavakama, Daphnan Aleph says that the Halacha is that the seicher now has to move out. The seicher can no longer live in this house, because the house belongs to Hekdish. The Mask has a right to Hekdish it, because it's his house. The Seicher just has a Kenyan Schiris, but the house belongs to the Masker. It's Shalai, it's Beshusai. Just the Masker, the Seicher has a Schus. He has a Schus to live in the house. But if the Mask is Hekdish the house, that's it. So now the Seicher can't live in the house anymore. Of course, the Masker will have to pay him. We'll have to recompense him. We'll have to get him another house to rent to Kadayma. But this house is gone. Now, Shaykh in the Ran in the Darim, and that from Tassim Abbas, he says, no, the Baal, the Seicher, has a schus to rent the house. It's his house. It's not, doesn't belong to him, but the living there belongs to him. So the Maskir doesn't, just like the Maskir has no halacha, the Bailus of the Maskir's house won't allow him to take the house away from the Seicher. So who adin, Hekdish can't be better. You can't be Makdish something you don't have. The schus dira doesn't belong to the masker, so male also doesn't belong to Hekdish. So the seicher could live in the house couldn't they till the end of the schiris. So Bechanan says, Geshmak et Zushtel. The Ran here is the Ran l'shitase nedarim. It's very similar here also. Let's say you makdish the field, but you mishaya for yourself a schus of the anika. So the Ran says, that's fine. The whole problem here, Shimon is saying, hell, v'yankim is to Hekdish, is a nira, is a mechzi, is a there abundant a problem. But be'etzim, if you're mishayim for yourself a schus of the anika, so Hekdish doesn't have the schus of the anika. Hekdish doesn't have more than what you gave it. You gave Hekdish the field, but you were mishayim a schus of the anika. That's not called you being yainik mistay Hekdish maker adin. It's only a mechzi. Mashenke in the Rajba that says that there's a nisa deraisa here. The Rajba holds, like Tisus, that even though you don't have a schus, he has a schus dira, but since the house l'maisa belongs to Hekdish, so mela, he can no longer rent there. So same thing here. Even though Hekdish doesn't own the schus yinika, you mishayif yourself a schus yinika, but since the field l'maisa belongs to Hekdish, you can't have your tree here. Now I think Taisus here, l'chay, is going l'shitasei from Taisus Bava Kama. Because Taisus asks a kasha. The Gemara is mavur, that if you're Mishayer the Karka, then the Gemara is a problem. Then you don't have the problem that you're being Yainik from Hekdish, because since you're Mishayer the Etzim Karka, the actual Karka under the tree belongs to you, so it's being Yainik from that Karka. So Taisus asks Akasha, how much Karka are you Mishayer when you have a tree? I mean, it's the same halacha, l'mashal, when you buy three trees. How much Karka do you buy? So the Gemara says it's tachtein, whatever's under the branches of the tree, it's benayim, whatever's between the trees, and chutzlam, outside the tree, is kamal ayir v'saloi, like the amount of a person going and reaping the fruits of the tree and his basket. So fractisis, but a tree is yainik more than that. A tree is yainik 16 amis, the Gemara says. 16 amis around the tree is yainik. So even if you have the karka, you only have the karka that's directly under the tree, and outside it, kamali ari v'sale. But the tree is yainik more. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Maybe you mishaya the karka, but still it wouldn't work because the only mishaya the karka, kamali ari v'sale, and the tree is yainik up to 16 amos. So Taisa says two terutzim. One terut says that milay askinan, that the churuva murkav, the branches go out more than 16 amos. So even if you have just what's under the tree, under the branches of the tree, but you already have the whole shei yinik of the tree, and in that case, why would you have to makdish the tree by being mishaya the tree and the karka? You have the shei yinik because the karka of underneath the branch of the tree itself is already more than 16 amos. And the second teretz is that when you buy the tree and you're buying karka along with it, so you only get tachteim neim kamalay v'sarei. When you're selling the tree, when you're selling a field, I mean, you're being mishayer the tree, and you're being mishayer the karka for yourself, then you're mishayer the karka, the whole shei yinika. Bal kolponim, Taisus is bothered by this kasha, that even when you're mishayer karka, it's still, if you're not mishayer the entire shei yinika, you still have a problem. But the Ritva and the Ran say, that forget, the fee that they were masbed, there's no problem be'etzim. It's the only problem that looks like a miyadik mistei hektish. So das alein, that your mishaya karka, even kamal ovisarali, is good enough to take care of the mechzi that's been gaining from the stay hektish. Now Taisus doesn't hold that way. Mistomachus Taisus shitasi. Taisus holds that it's not only a problem of mechzi been gaining from stay hektish. The problem is the unique mistay hektish itself is also mean deraisa, just like Taisus holds above the kama, that when the masker is makdish the field, even though the seich already has a schus deer in the house, that's not good enough to live in the house. So Rabbi Chanan here in Kavit Shuru makes the tzushtal. And Rabbi Chanan in Kavit Sa'aris in Yevamis, Simenon Beis, he's Marchiv on the Bir Adav. What's the Svaris HaMachlekes? Why does Taisus hold, and like we're saying, the Rajbu also, that when you makdish the house, he can no longer, the Seicher can no longer live there, even though he already has a Schutz Dira. Or when you makdish the Karka, even if you mishayin from yourself to schus yinika, you can't be yinik anymore. And the Ran holds no. When you're being makdish the house, the seicha can continue living there because he has a schus dira. And when you makdish the field, be'etzim, you can keep the tree there because you're mishayin a schus yinika. Just it's just a problem of mechzi. Hazak Rabbi Chanan, they're arguing about the yisayid. What is the issa to be nana from hektish? Taisus holds it's like an isra'na. It's like an Isser Hanah. Hektish is Asser Bahanah. We call it a Yeriday Yedika Isser. It's like Isser Hanah, like being Nana. So it doesn't matter you have a Schus Mammon. The fact is that the house belongs to Hektish. The fact is the field belongs to Hektish. So you're taking from Hektish. You're being Nana from Hektish. You're being over on an Isser Hanah. Mashenki in the Ran holds that the Din to be Nana from Hektish is a Gzeil Yedika Din. It's because you're stealing from Hektish. Hektish has like a din mammon. It's called mammon gevaya. And the issa and off from Hektish is the issa of stealing from mammon gevaya. Rabbi Chanan says, Tais is also masculine. That's the side of the issa me'ila. Me'ila is a gzeiladika issa. That's why the shir is a shavapruta. You don't find by Yisuri Ano a shir of shavapruta. Shavapruta has no shaykhus to Yisuri Ano, he says. It's a gzeiladika shir. It's a shir in mammon. It's also mavurim by v'kama dafchafa medbeis. The din me'ila is tali on the hilchus mammon by zenen and v'zelei chassid, the Gemara tells it too. So whether you mail on it depends on whether there's a din mammon of living in someone's house, shalei midaitai, the Gemara tells it too. If you're going to say it's tam and isra, no, what does it have to do with whether you have to pay rent for living in someone's house, shalei midaitai? So me'ila is zichig zela dikadin. But he wants to say that Taisus holds us two things. There's a din me'ila, that's a vandek zela dikadin. You see, there's a shir shavu pruta, the other ayis. But there's an isser and of hektish, that Taisus holds, it's tam an isser. Mashayin came, the Ran holds no. The isser is a zela dikadin isser. So since it's a zela dikadin isser, if you have a schus mammon in living in the house or in unique of a field, you can't be called the gazlin. Hektish doesn't own that much. You still have that schus. Memela, you can't have an isser and of from hektish. See there, Rabbi Chanan is marchiv the beer a little bit. The Taisim above a kama, and after an aleph that we mentioned, in Shdaling Zechana Kasha, we find by Kedusha's Damim, the din is hektish mefkia, you don't say hektish mefkia midei shibut. By Kedusha's Aguf, we have a din hektish mefkia midei shibut. We have the Gemara, it's in the Yevamis in the 7th parak, it's in Gittin in the 4th parak, hektish chametz v'shichur mefkia midei shibut. But that's only Kedusha's Aguf. According to Rav Rishayim. So in other words, if you have, let's say, an animal which is meshubit to someone for a chayiv, he has a right to be geiver from this animal, you have no way to stop it. The animal's an apaitiki for the chayiv. But then you made it into a carbon, so you mafkir the shibud. Since it's your animal, even though it's meshubit, you can make it for a carbon. That's what Taiz explains it in Gittin. Once it's a carbon, it's too late. He can't be geiver it. It's a carbon. There's no way he can have it. So that's it. Of course, you have to pay him back for ruining his shibud. But the pshat is, it's too late. He's gone. Hashenking Kedusha's Dhamim, Taisa says, the bounty could be paid it. That's a chilk in Kedusha's Guf and Kedusha's Dhamim. A carbon, you can't be paid it. If you makta something, the Bede Kabayim, so you could be paid it. So who would then, you could collect it. And Rabbi Chanan is Masbid Asvara. Because Kedusha's a Guf, the Yisayit is, it's a Chalai Sisser. I'm shafing a Chalai Sisser. I could chaff a Chalai Sisser because it's mine. It's Meshubit to him. It doesn't matter. I still could chaff a Chalai Sisser. Once the Chalai Sisser is there, that's it. It's Aser. Zehu. And now he can't be given anymore. So anything that's Meshubit, if it belongs to him, I can't chaff a Chalai Sisser on it. But if it belongs to me, it's just Meshubit to him. So I could chaff a Chalai Sisser. And that's it. Then if Hektish Mefkiyah Midei Shibud, it's gone. Meshenki Mekdushas Damim. There, the Isser is totally in the moment. I can't stam shafa chalei sister. That's not how Kedusha's Dhamim works. Kedusha's Dhamim means I could give it to Hektish. Now it belongs to Hektish. It belongs to Hektish, and mail it's Aser. But here, the Baal, he has a schus to take it from me. Now I gave it to Hektish. Hektish doesn't have more of a schus than I had. So Zayvi could take it from me. He could take it from Hektish. Because the Yisaitis is not be'etzim Aser. It's Aser because it's Mamon Hektish. V'harai, you can be paid it. How does Pidyon work? Because I buy it from Hektish. So here also, just like I could buy it from Hektish, that's Pinyin, I could also collect it from Hektish. I could mefkir the mammon, ayidei my gvia, and memel, it's mine. That's the aside why Kedusha's a guf is mefkir midei shibud, and Kedusha's damim that. So now, Taizim of the Kaman, Afnan Alephim and Beis, ask the Kasha, so if that's true, that by Kedusha's damim, if it's meshubud to me, I can mefkir midei Hektish, so why by renting is it different? Taisus holds as a Gemara in Erichin that says that renting it, once he's makdish it, it's gone. Why? We're dealing with Kedusha's Dhamim. Let's say that just like I could be gavit from Hektish, so why can't I continue living it and be gavit my schus to live in it from Hektish? Zak Taisus, when the entire thing is going to be Yetzimi de Hektish, I could take out the entire thing from Hektish, it won't belong to Hektish anymore at all, that I could do. But if it anyway is going to be belong to Hektish, and my whole schusin is just to live there, not to take away the whole thing, that I can't do. So bir adav atayinat Rabbi Chanan. Because einachin ami, there's a chilek kedushas aguf and kedushas damim. That kedushas aguf is the pshat, that it's be a side of chalei sisser. So memela, once the chalei sisser is chal, there's nothing I can do, even if I have a schus mammon to take it away. But what am I going to do about the Chalei Sisser? There's nothing I can do with the Chalei Sisser. Hashem can do his dumb as be cited din mammon hektish. So there I have a right to mefkir the mammon hektish, just like Pinyon can mefkir the mammon hektish. I could also collect it from hektish, because my schus mammon can mefkir the mammon hektish. But that's else when you're going to be mefkir the mammon hektish. So there, the din hektish is totally in the mammon. But once I'm anyway not going to mefkir the mammon hektish, the Isser hanah from something that belongs to Hektish is not be a Said Gzela. There's not an Isser Anah. So if I'm going to be Mefkir the Hektish, I'm not going to have any Isser Anah because I was Mefkir the Hektish. My Din Mammon took precedence over the Mammon Hektish, and I was Mefkir the Hektish. But if it's still going to belong to Hektish, I don't have a Mammon, I don't have a Schus in it to take it away from Hektish. I'm only a renter. So Vinashvi, it's going to belong to Hektish. Elamai, I want to live there. I can't live in something that belongs to Hektish. That is Taminisser. That's Taisus. But the Ran holds no. Just like Kedusha's Daman means I could take it away from Hektish, because my Din Mammon, all Hektish has in it is a Mammon Hektish. And if I have a Schus Mammon, so that could take it away from the Mammon Hektish, make it my Mammon. So who would then, if I have a Schus to live there, I'm not called that I'm chapping with Hektish. It's not called that I'm being Nana from Hektish. Because I'm not living in something that belongs to Hektish, v'ket, I have a schus to live there. Because the negate of schus to here belongs to me. So may I can live there. And the same thing in our sugya. My tree is not being yainik from Hektish. I have a schus, Yanika, for my tree. I was Mishayin Etzchus for myself. So then I could be Yainik. It's just a Xayir that looks like you're taking from Hekdish. So the Ran learns that the Gemara in Erechim that says when you Makdish the Bayis, the Seicha can't live there, is from Makdushas Aguf, which is Mafkiyim Bidei Shibut. So Fek Yom Bechanan, but if even Makdushas Aguf, if the Issa to be Nenef from Hekdish is a Mamanistik Adin, so why can't I continue living there? Why would Hekdish be Mafkiyim my Shibut? My Shibut is not a steer to the Hekdish. Let the Chalaisis to Bichal, and I could still live there because of my Schus Maman. Dr. Mechana advises the Ram would have to hold that even though the din Isser Anoah from Kedusha's Dhamim is Mitzadik Zela, but the Isser Anoah from Kedusha's Guf, that's not a bad Tzim and Isser. So that's the Chilik Kedusha's Dhamim and Kedusha's Aguf. By Kedusha's Aguf, you can shaf a Chalais Isser, forget about the Mammon. I'm shafing a Chalais. And once it has the Chalais Kedusha's Aguf, the Isser to be Nenna from Istam and Isser, not mitzad the mammon. So even though I have a skus mammon, I can't be nena. That's why the kedusha guf is mafkiyah my skus mammon. Now shaking kedushas damim, they're on holes. The whole iser is a gzela dika iser that I can't take away the mammon hektish as long as I'm coming from my own skus mammon. It's not a gzela, so mele I'm allowed to do it. That's Rabbi Chanan Shtickel.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a DAF or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.